Rishus, Marino Rabbeinu Rabbi Weinberger, Le'ilu Nishmas, Kleinimish Kamen Ben Rabbeinu Eli Malach, Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Ashutfin, Sharotzulasis, Mechitza Bechatzer. Shutfin, partners that want to make a Mechitza. Mechitza, we're going to learn, is a Chaluka. It's a separation. They want to divide up their Chatzer. All the houses they had then were emptied into a courtyard. It was a courtyard that everybody shared, and the courtyard usually either went directly into Rishus HaRabim, sometimes it went into a Mavui, which is also a type of chatzer that then spilled into Rishus HaRabim. But this chatzer, they wanted to divide it. Instead of just being one big communal chatzer, each person in a house wanted, let's say there's just two people, and one person wanted half the chatzer, and to divide it, that he'd have his own part. And the other guy also. So they want to divide it. Boninus akosa be'emtza. They now build a wall in the middle. We're going to soon see the shear that the chatzer has to have in order to do this. Makom shenego livnos gavil. There's a place that there's a minhag to build with gavil. This is stones that were not chiseled out, so they would have protrusions in the stones. They would stick out in certain places, so they were wider. Gozes, and those are stones that were smoothed out, so they didn't have these protrusions. Kfisin are half bricks. A brick is usually 3 by 3 tvachim, and kfisin is half of it, so it's 1.5 by 3. If that was the makum, or levanim, or it was the makum that they would build full bricks, bonin. They would have to build, when they agreed to separate the chatzer, and now since they had to separate the chatzer, they now have to build a wall, because each one wants to live privately in his chatzer where his friend doesn't look at him. But the minig is that it has to be, but when they decide to build it, it has to be hakol k'minig ha-medina. Everything according to the minig ha-medina, unless they actually agree. If they agree, they can do what they want. But when they don't agree, each one of them can force the other one to build exactly what the minig ha-medina was. And this would affect, obviously, the thickness and also how much it costs to build. How much these stones would cost and how thick, how much real estate they'd have to give up depending on the thickness of the wall. So how much did you have to give up to build the wall to make it sturdy enough? Bigvil, so the gvil was the widest one. Zeh nosin shlosha tvachim, v'zeh nosin shlosha tvachim. Since it stuck out, it wasn't chiseled down, it wasn't smoothed out, each person had to give up 3 tvachim for each side. So that's the gvil, because of the protrusions, it was a 6 tvachim. The actual stone was 5 tvachim, but it stuck out, another half a tefach on each side, so that's 6. So each one would have to give 3 and 3. Begozes, but once it was smoothed down, so the stone was 5 tefachim total, zenosin tefchaim v'mechza. Each person would have to give up 2.5 tefachim of real estate for the place of the wall. Bekfisim, kfisim are half bricks, so half bricks are 1.5 tefachim. But the way they would build them is since they're half bricks, they would have to connect them together, and they used concrete or whatever they used to put them together, and the concrete was 1 amma wide, so you have 1.5, 1.5, and 1. So that's a total of 4. Therefore, zeh nosin tifchaim v'zeh nosin tifchaim. Each one would give 2. Bilvenim, bricks, which is 3 amas wide. Zeh nosin tefach u'mechza v'zeh nosin tefach u'mechza. Each one would give 1.5. Lefikach im nafal ha-kosel ha-mokum v'avonim shal shneim. Therefore, if the wall would fall down, the chazaka is, we know for sure, that the place and the stones belong to both of them. Even if they fall, the Rav says, into one of their rishuses, or one of them sweeps them into his rishus after it falls. Here we don't say a motzi mechaver al avaraya. Here there's a stronger chazaka that the other one never, that he never would have built this, since he has this law that he can force the other guy to build it with him. Nobody would ever build it without getting the funds from the other guy. So they obviously, if this was once built, it was built by both of them, and therefore not only the stones split up, but also the makom that it was built on was also split up.